Hello everyone, I'm K.A. Stats, the writer and creator of The White Vault. Thank you so much for joining us this season, and I am sad to report that this episode is the last of the season. We will be returning in October, and for more information on that, please follow us on social media, or you can read our blogs for free on Patreon. As you may have already heard, Fool & Scholar Productions was founded by myself and my husband, Travis. We are an indie production company, and if you want to help us stand out amongst the giants of podcasting, we could always use your help. Your support really does matter for us. We are incredibly thankful and happy that we are getting to tell this story this year, but it was a long, hard road for our little production company to get to this point. If you have ever wanted to support a small podcast like this one, if we have scared you and entertained you enough this season, slash, I don't know, maybe you've binged it and you've heard all of the last six seasons in a very short amount of time, please consider checking out our Patreon. There's also merch that you can buy to help support our stories, and every little bit helps us continue making what you enjoy. You can find out more about how to support our shows and support us as creators on our Patreon at patreon.com/foolandscholar. Thank you so much, and enjoy this season finale of The White Vault Goshawk.
White Vault, Goshawk.
Just leave me here in the cold ass, you bitch. Right, goddammit. Come on. Oh, finally.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but she's still collecting those files you requested. She'll be back soon.
Don't leave. Just wait in here with me and keep the door open.
I don't... Yes, I can do that. CJ Group is such a big family company, but I don't believe I've seen you here before. How are you related to Hulda, if I may ask? Ma'am, are you okay?
Yes, fine. Dís Eldrúnsdóttir, her cousin.
Ah, Eldrúnsdóttir, that makes sense. I've met your mother on multiple occasions.
I'm sure.
You'll have to excuse me, I have to get that.
Wait! Shit. Thrúðris. She must be here somewhere. Hulda would never leave home without her. No, I'm not speaking with you. You want to play this game with me? This isn't a game, this is my family. Where? She's here somewhere. Hello, Thrúðris.
Ha ha ha. What? Why is Thruris out here? What did you do? Never, never use someone's Gripalvir like this. Do you have idea how dangerous that is? She doesn't know you.
Er allt í lagi með þig?
The other one was speaking to me, Hulda. Talking.
Are you sure? What did it say?
Something about stopping something. Stopping this. I don't know what this meant. And I didn't know what to do. I never know what to do.
Dís, Gripalvíður don't talk to people. The report of sorts are few and far between and rarely credible. And never to family. Are you lying? Are you sure you heard speaking?
I'm not lying. Why do you constantly think I'm lying? It started saying things and I tried to find through this to stop it, to protect me.
Is it speaking to you right now?
No.
So explain what happened. When did the talking stop?
When I took Thruris out, there was a loud noise, noises. And then it all stopped. I don't understand. Why are you so upset? Isn't that why they stay with us? Thruris is strong, the strongest of us.
I forget who I've spoken to sometimes. I have a lot to remember and a lot more to do. How much do you know about Thruris?
Thruris is your family's protector, as Kvitmist is mine.
With everything going on, why are you not carrying Kvitmist with you?
She's at home, above the doorway, protecting Arna and the rest of my family.
She's at home, set as a protector, and yet that's where you found...
That one. Yes.
Kvitmist is rather strong, but seemed unable to either sense or repel the intruder. Or perhaps she didn't want to.
What did you forget to tell me then? It is about Kvitmist. Thruris?
In a way. Over 10 years ago, I had another Gripalvíður. One I had been gifted as a child.
No. Thruris is always with the head of the family.
This is true, but back in 2010, she was still my mother's. I had another. Kvir.
I think I remember her. She looked like Skúl Thrymna.
Yes, she did. But Kvir died.
They don't die, Hulda.
They do. They can, and they have. Things have been changing, and not for the better. This is the catalogue. All Gripalvíður known to our family have been described herein.
This? How are there so many?
No one knows how many there are in total. And there are reports that some Gripalvíður never leave the sites. Additionally, about once a generation, more arrive to each family. As our families grow, we require more to protect us. They've always known this. And our numbers grew.
The Kur. Are all these marks the red? They're all gone.
Yes. And you can see the dates or the date ranges they have thought to have died. All within the last 10 years.
None of these look like that.
Then we have the same problem as ever. Is she here to help us or hurt us? If she spoke to you, really, I don't know. Usually, as my mother and as the records have told me, when new Gripalvíður come to the family, it's in pairs or sets, and they would reveal themselves to the head of the family. In our case, that would be me. This would tell me she's not here to join us. And so far, in our generation, we have yet to receive new Gripalvíður, even given the death of Kvir. So I don't know what to tell you. Our family grows, but because of this, we are less protected. Our guardian artifacts spread thin.
So it could be here to hurt Arna?
Or to protect her so adamantly like only she can. Did you feel fear when you saw her?
Yes, naturally. Fear for Arna, for who it is, for who could have sent it.
Then we will treat this new one as hostile. I will keep it here, secured and under watch. She... It doesn't look like ours. Not with those teeth.
No. Ours look worse.
Could you please call Tryggvi up here?
I saw him just a few minutes ago.
Well, hopefully, since he works here. If you are serious about helping Arna, about helping this family, about having more power to protect yourself and your family, our family, then I must admit, we could use your help.
Mine? I want to help Arna. I will. I'll do anything. But some of our work... Hulda, I'm years behind. I don't know enough to start making a difference soon enough. I've been too passive for too long, and it's come to bite me.
In some ways that can be helpful. You can't spill secrets you do not know. Our catalog is secret. Let's keep it that way, yes? Within the family? The true family.
Who would I... What do you want me to do? I'm still serious about not... I'm not going to send anyone. And it can't have Yon.
We don't need him. No, that's still fine. It's not your responsibility. There's a lot more to do than supply the sites. Come in.
Hello, Dis.
Now, I've already spoken with Mother on the best way to approach this, and she has an idea that I've come to support. Tryggvi.
Yes?
As my brother, you are versed in everything we do. We have received confirmation that the vote has ended and another family summit has been called, correct?
Yes, the letters arrived several days ago, even before Arna's injury. The summit will begin in 3 days' time. I have selected the flight for you, Hulda. I just need your approval on the email to...
I'm not going. You are.
Me?
With Tryggvi. Just buy the tickets. I'm not going to review it. Yes, this is a peculiar family summit. Each family will send representatives, but as head of the family, I can't go. There is too much happening here as it is. And if I were to go, it would appear as if we are too eager. My mother's idea was you. You're a true daughter, not in line for head of the family, but a true daughter nonetheless. That alone qualifies you to represent us. And your willingness to do anything to protect Arna means you will do anything to protect our family. Many of the families will be in similar situations, with the heads remaining home and other members of their true families in attendance.
I wouldn't even know what to say to the other families.
That's fine. We don't want you talking. We want you listening. And Tryggvi will be there to do everything else, yes?
Of course. Anything I can do.
Why not Birna? Or Thora? Even my mother would be a better pick.
You may be surprised to learn that all of us are otherwise occupied keeping the company and the site in order.
Tryggvi.
I'll watch out for you.
There is also the possibility that this whole summit is a trap.
A trap? So the intention is to send me because I'm the least knowledgeable. And if I'm understanding you well enough, the most expendable?
We're all expendable if it's for the good of the whole. With everyone else already working towards new findings and possible solutions to these anomalies, you're the most...
I get it. I put myself in this situation by staying out of all this for years. Happily so. I'll do it. If it means being part of this, protecting Arna, Sara and Gunnar, my family... Nothing in this family is ever safe.
I said I'll watch out for you.
Tryggvi knows the details and has the files on who we know will be attending so far. At least as far as our relation liaisons.
Spies. They're spies.
At least as far as they know.
I've never met any of the other family's members in person. What do they act like? Do they all act like us?
Of course. It's a bloodbath.
Metaphorically.
Tryggvi, take this artifact to the holding safe in R&D and fill these in on the trip. I have another appointment out at one of our geothermal facilities and a briefing packet to review beforehand.
Will do.
Your taste in art is terrible.
Can you hear me? Please, we need help. People are dying out here. This is an emergency.
I see the moon.
What?
The moon sees me.
What? What? No, don't hang up! Why?
Mika... We're gonna die here.
No, we're not. Don't say that. We're not gonna die. He's gonna die. We're gonna kill him. If we don't get out of here, we're gonna become his problem, right?
Help.
Any way we can. Is anyone there? Hello? Is anyone there? Hello? Damn it! What's going on?
Ugh. It's the storm. But the signal can't reach the satellite.
Michael? Michael, are you there? Pick up, pick up! He might have broke it. If he planned this, planned to take her, he might have broke it.
He planned it? He planned it.
He knew what he was doing.
Mika.
We can shoot him.
We certainly can. Wouldn't feel bad about it either. Jean. Wait.
Mika.
Jean. Adele. Adele, listen to me. Jean had a sat phone. I know. Since S and Lewis took the radio, they might not have thought he had one. It was in his backpack. They might have left it there. I can go get it. Call for help.
No, don't leave me here.
But, Adele, I have to do something. The gun. Adele, do you think you could shoot someone if you had to? Adele?
If it's him, I could do it. I would do it.
I know the feeling. If I can get to the other phone, we can still call for help. This one is his, and he's done something to it. But if we get a lull in the storm, the other phone could be our way out of here. We'll secure the church, and I'll leave out the window without Jason knowing. I think I could get back here in 5 or 6 hours at full speed. I know where to go.
You'd leave me the gun? Alone?
We'll lock up the church. Barricade it, just like we did the front door. Come on. What?
Trees, Iffy, I'm not wrong. I'm not crazy. The trees are closer. What's going on?
That's not... Holy shit.
You see it too. It's not safe here.
It's less safe out there in the woods. I can't take you out there.
Let me...
Ah!
You little shit!
How'd you get free? Get out!
Hell no!
I said get out!
You're gonna have to shoot me then. Because I ain't going back out in those fucking trees.
You see it too. They've moved.
Yeah. And they keep trying to grab me.
What?
Well, something is... I don't see it, but it's trying. Look.
Iffy, that's a claw mark.
You, get in the corner. Move. Adele, close the window. Lock it.
Mm-hmm.
I said move! How'd you get free from the pole and the ties?
After part of the house fell and you both left me there, I had to keep kicking the supports till more of the roof fell. The pole wasn't attached at the top by that point. Tipped it over and got out. Popped the ties on a nail, then tried to head for the woods, but that happened. Heard you or Jason talking earlier about the church. What happened with the girl, Mika?
Don't talk about her! None of this would have happened if you hadn't taken us down here.
Bitch!
Don't touch her.
She sucker punched me.
Don't care. Don't touch her. I will happily shoot you, and I am sure you know that by now. Sit down.
Look, I'm sorry about your guy and about your sister, but I wasn't hired on to kill anyone. That was all S. I was just told to help get you and your sister over the border and then keep you hidden for a few weeks.
And now she's dead! I don't care if you were hired just to grow flowers under S's ass! You're still part of her murder! You're going to jail for this.
Same with Jean. You might not have pulled the trigger, but you're the accomplice, plain and simple.
Yeah, shit.
Adele? Over on the table, there's zip ties.
Yeah.
What? No, come on, I need to be able to protect myself.
And we're protecting ourselves. Toss them to him. Make a loop. Do it. Make a big loop. Then another. Yep. Use another one. Keep the loop wide. Same thing, another one. Put your left wrist through one of those. Bring your right around your back and slip your wrist through the other single loop.
This is so stupid. I can help. I could call my guys.
Your guys? Hell no. I'll shoot you before that happens.
I could get us out of this.
Do you have a means of talking to people?
Well, not on me.
Slip your right wrist through the other single loop. Come on. Finally, pull those as tight as you can using your other hand. Now, Adele, are you okay tightening those?
Yeah. Yeah, I can do that.
Now, Louis, let me remind you. I have a loaded rifle. I have turned the safety off. And I hate you. Adele is going to tighten your zip ties because we don't trust you. So, lay on your stomach.
I'm gonna die here because of you.
Oh no, how would I possibly live with myself? Down! Adele? Adele, the ties.
Right. Sorry.
Ow! Not so tight!
Ify, are you really still planning to go out there? What about the trees? We don't even know what went after Louis or S.
We need the other satellite phone. I can't think of anything else to get us out of here.
What about the radio? We have so many radios.
Those can't really reach as far as we would need. Unless someone's in a fire tower nearby and has a way to help, we need something else. The satellite phone is still our best bet. Even if normal emergency services won't respond, I have emergency contacts I can call.
But you said it would take hours. Maybe even a day to get there and back. Jason won't wait that long to come after us. After me?
Are you talking about the sat phone Jean had?
What?
Yeah, we took that.
Where is it? Did you bring it with you?
No, not anymore. I dropped it earlier. It was in my pack. When whatever that thing is out there started chasing us and took S, I nearly lost it. I had it for a while longer, but when that thing came for me then I dropped it to run. Lost it and everything else in my pack.
Which direction was that? How far was it from here? What's the pack look like?
Slow down.
In which direction did you drop the pack?
I don't know. You saw me run into town. That way. I think I ran pretty dead straight.
How long did you run between dropping the bag and getting here?
Maybe like a half an hour.
And what does your bag look like?
Does all this interrogation get me something to eat at least?
The bag's red, bright red, with like yellow and white tape on it. It smells like B.O., and part of it's held together with knotted shoelace. You thought I'd forget?
I can find it. And that's not far, much closer than I originally thought.
How? It's a bag, in a whole forest, under snow.
Because I have to. And if I have any superpower, it's really good eyesight. Wouldn't have my job without it.
But something's out there.
So is Jason. And we need a way out. Safely. Once I get it, I can call for help. I won't even wait, and I'll come straight back. You take the rifle, keep it trained on Louis.
Hey! Ow, stop it! Where are you putting me? At least put me on a sleeping mat. The floor's freezing.
Now you're not going anywhere. And if you try anything, Adele can either choose to leave you here, shoot you, or let Jason take you.
Let Jason what? What's going on? Fill me in!
Adele, I'm going out the window. I'll come back through the same window. Don't open the door for anyone. Don't move the furniture out from the door without me. If I'm gone more than 2 hours...
Don't leave me here! Not with him! Not without Mika!
You've survived so much already. And I'm sorry you have to go through more. This won't be easy, but you can do it. Stay away from the entrances. It is better to shoot the rifle with some distance between you and the target. So stand back here. If Lewis moves, and you think he's planning something, shoot him in the lower leg or something. Don't give anyone the opportunity to get close. Focus on protecting the window. Everything else is pretty secure.
Don't leave me! I'll be alone! I'll be here all...
No, I'll be right back. Please, Adele. You can do this. Really.
But Mika...
Mika wanted to protect you. She did it because she loved you. But you are also fully capable of protecting yourself. We both know it. Look at me. I'll be back soon. Latch the window behind me. I'm stuck in Northwestern Harvester County Forest. It's me and a teenage girl, Adele, from Canada. We're hiding in the old church in Goshawk. We're in danger, and we need help.
Miss, please only call 911 in case of an emergency. Our resources and time need to be saved for those in need.
What? This is an emergency. A woman and my friend Jean have died. We need help.
Do not call again. Improper use of the emergency 911 services is a Class D misdemeanor and can result in jail time and a fine. Also, it's pronounced a roostick. Do not call again.
What?
Help us!
Damn it!
this better still work? This is supposed to... Can you hear me? Are you there? Hello?
Irina?
Goshawk will continue in October. The White Vault. Goshawk. Written and created by K.A. Statz. Co-created, produced, and directed with sound design by Travis Fengroff. Edited with sound design, music, and mixing by Dane Leonardson. Dialogue editing and assistance by Finner Nielsen. With script editing by W.K. Statz. Associate producer Shion Francois. And executive producers Carol Vengroff, Michael Villegas, Dennis Greenhill, and A.J. Punkin. Starring Lauren Tucker, Hildur Magnusdotter, Marcy Edwards, Christian Athi Hemison, Shion Francois, Michael Delgadio, Taylor Garcia von Bullion, Sara Fredjersdotter, Finner Nielsen, Travis Vengroff, and Tanya Milojevic. For access to bonus episodes, ad-free episodes, and bonus seasons like Artifact, Imperial, Iluka, and Echoes, visit patreon.com/foolandscholar and support this show and its creators. This is a Fool and Scholar production. Thank you for listening.